Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
We got your favorite sports and we got your favorite team.
Big Red.
Big Red. Way out in California, but we represent the scene.
Big Red.
Big Red. Pat's on Tweety. I hit him, make some noise. We got a podcast. We're basically unemployed. Big Red. Big Red. Big Red. Yeah.
Big Red.
It's the Big Red Comcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Pat.
I'm on.
Yep.
That was
there we
Ryan.
Go. This, there's just everything reads very true about all this. If you are watching the video, you know that Joe's trying a gimmick or tried a gimmick. He already bailed.
I wasn't going to do it the whole time because most of this is for the audio, but I like to wear my Hey Hey hat every once in a while.
Tweety did his gibberish, which he got support on. Twitter this week. Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
And he's setting up his ring light.
Yeah. I suppose I could do the same, but whatever. Who cares?
You guys are in well lit rooms. I'm in a dark ass garage.
Because sunlight reflects. There's not even much sunlight, but it reflects well off of snow and ice.
Yeah.
Well, and also,
you got a ton of snow.
Daylight is the best kind of light to use.
That's true. Yes.
I don't have windows.
We're getting a bunch of snow and rain here soon, Pat.
I saw that Malibu had snow.
Really?
Yeah. There was a video from like one of the TV stations in LA that had it was kind of the mountainy part of Malibu, but
yeah, sure.
Still,
wow.
It was Malibu.
Well, it got down to like 39 over here, so.
Yeah. Well, we're expecting apparently up to potentially 18 inches in parts of Nebraska this week.
Wow. Folks, this is your weather at the top of the Big Red Cobcast. of all the things to talk about.
Nebraska fans like to talk more about than football and weather.
It's true. I work for a news station right now, and our biggest coverage is weather. And you know what? We got the biggest numbers from that too. So
it's something that affects everyone.
You get nine people for weather.
It's a whole statewide network.
Absolutely. Oh, that's why you get traffic and weather at the fives or whatever. Cause people will come and listen for that shit.
Go ahead. No, you go.
Well, our weather predictions are pretty useless since we're not going to put this out for 2 days. So
yeah, you know,
sunny.
We also are doing this in the middle of the NFC championship game, so it's a little bit weird to ask this question, but considering how many people hate the Patriots and hate Tom Brady but also love Nebraska, like, I'm curious, like, what people prioritize more, like rooting for the team that has Lavonte David and Ndamukong Suh, or rooting against Tom Brady.
Because why are they rooting against Tom Brady? Because they're jealous, right? Like, because he's the greatest of all time.
He is.
I'm not going to speak to their motives.
You can speak to me. What does he do, Tom Brady? Besides
kiss his son on the lips? What does he do that's so horrible?
Doesn't drink.
I mean, he shouldn't. He's an athlete.
Well, he probably, you know, he's got a secret doctor and all his. It's just the fact that Tom Brady, who was a middling prospect, right. 6th round draft pick.
Right. True underdog story.
Absolutely. Has become an overdog. I think the early years with the Patriots go to Belichick. But I think the middle and later years of the Patriots, and it's starting to become obvious with Tampa Bay this year, which is the most talented offensive team he's had in 15 years, probably. But Tom Brady is looking better in the total battle of who's had more to do with
it. You know why Tom Brady is the greatest? Because he's selfless. He never took extremely high paychecks.
We were talking about investment earlier. That's a smart investment.
Right.
Because his wife makes more money than him every year.
Well, and if you...
It doesn't hurt to have a Giselle...
Billionaire wife.
If you take, though, a few million less to make sure you have a better team, and then you keep winning, A, you've got more longevity that way, and B, you've got way more marketability off the football field. Like, I didn't
mean to get all of this, and you're still rich.
Oh, no doubt. I think that's a good point. Now, Brady gave up, like, huge chunks for years. He probably gave up, you know, upwards of, you know, 10, 20 million over the years but he's still making hundreds of millions.
But if you're able to then preserve that so you can, you know, work an extra 5,
absolutely,
maybe even his case, 10 years, then yeah.
Unless you're a guy like Elon Musk or I'm not even sure who else it would be, like the guy that owns Virgin Airlines, what's his name?
Richard Branson.
Yeah, unless you're that kind of guy, I'm not really sure what having more than $20 million is really going to do for you.
No.
For most people, unless you're looking to, you know,
fly to the moon,
cure cancer. Yeah, right. If you're a big ambitious thing, an underground tunnel across the United States. Right. Yeah.
There's not a need for, like, yeah, once you have 10 million, there's not really a need for that next 10, unless you're
Next 100. Until you get to a billion, there's not much difference between 10 million.
Well, and even it amplifies its worthlessness. Like the more you have, the less you need all that more.
Well, also, the infrastructure to get, go ahead.
Oh, well, compound interest is a son of a bitch. So, he's making money. His money is making him money.
Because they can just take $1 billion and put it in a guaranteed fund, and they'll have an extra $30 million next year because they put so much in.
Yeah.
We don't have access to that kind of return on stuff because what do we put in? $10,000 at the most?
You do.
Well, if you put it into Tesla
at fucking $40 a share.
Right.
Then you do.
Yes.
Go ahead.
If you get into THCX at
they leveled off a little bit this week, Ryan. But I do think there's a lot of shit that obviously the government has to take care of in this first six months.
This is a long term investment.
It is. In a year, it will be federally legal.
In 10 years, it'll be
$100 bigger than year. It'll be bigger than cigarettes. In 10 years.
In 2 years, weed will be legal in Nebraska because it would have been this year if they hadn't screwed up their petition, basically.
Right. And if once it goes federal, it'll make it easier for a lot of the states to just do whatever they're taxing.
They start seeing how much money Colorado and California are making, because that's exactly how prohibition ended for alcohol.
And well, this is the thing.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. That leads to expenditures at a place like Nebraska. So South Dakota and Colorado, have legalized it, while where Nebraska is putting a ton of money into law enforcement to catch people as they cross the border. And that it's, I'm
it's sure a losing proposition.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like there's Husker stuff to maybe talk about. Do we want to, guys? Yeah. Cool.
There is a little bit of Husker stuff to talk about. I mean, the thing is, last week there was quite a bit because there were additions and subtractions that we had to talk about. And
I mean,
yes, that was a big thing. It all came to a head, so to speak, last week. But this week,
I like what you did there.
There was far less transactions, I guess. We still don't have a special team scenario sorted out. There's still grumblings about whether McCaffrey stays or goes. And we were talking a little bit before, and I'm not even sure what he's going to do, but I just don't see the benefit for him going somewhere.
Frost made a comment, something to the effect of, if a pocket passer misses a pass, they go, well, they just need to work on his passing a little bit in the offseason and he'll get it right next season. If an athlete misses a pass, they say he needs to be a safety. And he's like, that's what they said about me my whole career, and I'm not going to do that to McCaffrey. So
when did he say this?
Like yesterday or the day before.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, and that may be a statement to keep him there.
Right. But that's the thing. I mean, if that's what he's going to be, then I don't really care that he's leaving.
Right.
I mean, honestly, like, he's not a good quarterback.
I mean, maybe he'll get better, but also like,
but is that what we need? We need a quarterback to get better, or do we need to get a quarterback?
Well, the funny thing is, though, it's interesting that you mentioned like the Frost quote, because it feels like so many of Frost's big issues have to do with like the hurt he felt at times playing quarterback, because he took forever to ever bench Adrian Martinez when it may have been more beneficial early on than when he finally did it, because, you know,
I think it depends on whose side of the fence you're looking from. If you're looking from a fan's perspective, I think you're going, quit being so butthurt, Frost, and just make the right decisions. But if you're looking at if you're looking at from Adrian Martinez's perspective, or Luke McCaffrey's, or Smothers, or whoever, it looks like he's relating to you.
I get that, but there's also, the other thing that's done, though, is each of those things has potentially run off other guys, because when you say, I'm super loyal to you, Adrian Martinez, it keeps Adrian Martinez in the fold, but it doesn't keep other quarterbacks in the fold, like Noah Vedral or anyone else like that, because they're like, oh, I'm never going to get a chance. Yes,
this guy's just entrenched.
And I think there's still probably a little bit of that feeling from Luke McCaffrey at times, but I mean,
well, probably sees Smothers coming up, and I still think Smothers will be the truth.
I think he will probably be our guy, not this coming season, but the following season.
Right. But he's definitely going to see the field this next season.
I mean,
especially if McCaffrey's gone.
It would be stupid not to, but the thing of it is, we haven't really developed a lot of depth at times. Like, we, for as bad as we've been, we have not really cycled through a lot of players, given people a lot of chances to see, you know, who does well.
You're right. You're right.
We play a lot of the same guys all the time, even when things aren't
going well. So you have to ask yourself, why is that? And if you start listing reasons, like, what are some of the reasons that could be? Is it because Scott Frost is stupid? That's one of the reasons he makes poor roster management choices. Or two, they're not that good. Three, they're really young, and he wants to play the seniors so that it doesn't let other players think he's not loyal. He likes placating to the fucking pancake feed crowd. Like, what's the reason?
I think
none of them are good.
Yeah, I think it's a mixture of things. I think he only trusts a certain number of players. I think some players probably practice better than others. I think you know, there are probably certain personalities of players who he likes better than others. But I think sometimes too, even though some players practice better than others, and I think you have to prioritize that, some are just also better when the lights turn on too. And not that you want to get in the habit of rewarding them, but I mean, he did with Maurice Washington. Maurice Washington wasn't a practice player, but he knew that he could perform when game time came. And I don't know. I'm just
Thinking of Omar Manning.
He learned his lesson from Maurice Washington too, because people turned on him.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, Washington's case just kept getting worse. If he had put Washington in early on and Washington didn't get in the other trouble, that's fine. Well, it's just that Washington just kept not getting it.
And maybe some of that is because he kept getting the playing time when he hadn't earned it. I don't know. I know I'm talking out both sides of my mouth here.
But that was early on in the Frost process. This year, you know, I've heard the maybe Ryan, you've said it a few times too, get old and stay old. So we're there. We're old. We got five guys coming back for an extra senior season on defense.
I've never said that.
Well, then somebody's been saying it.
I don't know what that means, get old and stay old.
Well, it means that you want to have seniors and juniors playing and rotate through that, like Alabama does.
Well,
but Alabama, they're all NFL guys.
Alabama, they're sophomores and juniors.
Right.
And then they go to the NFL.
They're a level ahead, but
well, again, it's honestly. So it's what Nebraska used to do on their lines back in the 90s, and it's what Iowa does right now. Iowa and Wisconsin, where you get guys
into BYU. The program.
Well, they're 30 for a different reason.
I know.
But you get guys in there, you beef them up, you wait to put them on the field until they're men, and then you have them on the field as men for 2 years, and then your next wave of men are on the field as well. And it's hard to build that up. It takes time, and it does feel like
we're never going to have a team as old as this for a while, probably, because next year you're losing two sets of seniors.
But it does feel like this is what Frost has been building for in a while. But now, whether or not that will pay dividends next year is hard to say, because I mean, this is a countrywide thing where everyone is allowed to stay a little bit older next year. So right. I'll be curious to see how our old matches up with other teams' old, or how many other teams' old decides, shit, it's just time to go to the NFL.
Well, and that's the thing. I think some of the at Ohio State, I don't know that you're going to see a ton of the seniors come back, because those are guys who are NFL anyway, and they may additionally lose juniors.
Yeah. Well, so Fields.
Hey, Joe, your mustache makes you look like Wyatt Derp.
Yes, it's definitely a post Civil War era Old West kind of mustache.
Yeah, but also like a dumbass too. So. A Wyatt Derp, I said, Joe. It was a good joke. It was a great joke. You blew right by it.
No, I got it.
No, I think you blew right by it.
Also, my glasses have never, ever been straight in my life. Maybe my face is crooked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll have to check out the video for those highlights. I said Wyatt Derp. Yeah, I know. You keep saying it. Derp instead of Erp.
Yeah, right. It made Pat laugh. And I just want to make sure the fans hear it, because I said... Because it's Wyatt Earp is the real guy's name. And I said,
and then what did you say?
Wyatt Derp.
Okay, Derp, because Derp is your big line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you need a new one, to be completely honest with you.
I don't.
It's like, I don't know. People said that when I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, I know. That's great.
I like it, because it's like dough for Homer, but it's derp for Ryan.
Right.
It's got a lot of uses.
Yeah. And nobody ever told Homer, hey, why don't you stop saying don't, you know, nobody ever said that to him.
Well, he's done 400 episodes. We probably are getting close.
We are at like 348.
Also, I think you might
listen to our podcast every day for a year.
Also, I think you're underestimating the number of Simpsons episodes.
Yeah, it's over 400, actually. Amazing. Probably over 500.
It's got to be more than that.
600, maybe even.
Anyway, what's I forgot what our next topic was.
Nebraska ball.
Yeah. So we don't even. This is just like pure Nebraska athletics right now. You know, we don't even get a chance for this team to gel and develop any unity for next year, because over half the team has COVID right now. And it's a team that
three people have COVID.
What?
So three people have COVID.
I think it's like eight. It's 12 people, seven players.
I think that's more than the football team ended up having.
Well, publicly anyway.
That's because the football team didn't make out with each other.
No, but I also...
Hoiberg takes it seriously, though, because he had heart disease.
He did. But this new strain, I know a couple people. I haven't known too many people who've gotten it over this time. In the last month, I know more people who've gotten it here in LA than I have perhaps in the whole time before, which is too bad. But
it is too bad.
I do think the football team did really well. They talked about only a handful of COVID cases. And there was never a time where a number of guys, more than two or three, were out of a game.
Basketball was always going to be the hardest because it's,
of course,
it's indoors, and because they actually had non-conference play too, which I think it's weird. But then, like, volleyball suddenly does not have non-conference play, so just like it was with football, there's no consistency with how the Big Ten's doing.
And how do you go into a pandemic with no plan?
As a conference, or
as a whatever, as a human leaving your house, as a country, and everything in between. There's just been no organization from top to bottom because it's taken us by surprise. And we're a capitalist society where you can't really take a break from making money for anybody. You know, we're all trying to deal with it and however we can, but that's where these accommodations are coming from.
By the way, by March 21st, there will be 700 Simpson episodes.
Oh, cool. Jesus.
Man, Pat, with that haircut, you look like Wyatt Burp.
All right.
Was that what you were working on this whole time?
Yeah. I mean, I've had it for a while, but I just was waiting for you guys to stop talking long enough for me to say it.
You look like Wyatt Twerp.
I was just going to say that one. I was setting it up. I was like, you haven't been lifting in a while. Have you tweeted? You're Wyatt Twerp.
I'm sorry, I PR'd today. I had 215 power clean.
Oh, you were looking for any excuse.
And I did a 6-foot handstand walk. I'm working on 25 feet.
You did a handstand walk today after eating all that hot sauce?
No, I did it Friday. I take Sundays off from that because that's a skill. It's not easy.
You would have crapped yourself.
I would have. I almost shit myself yesterday during a workout. I literally had to stop in the middle and be like, it was a partner workout. And I was like, Grant, who looks exactly like Justin Fields? And he was like, do you just tell me I look like Justin Fields because I'm black? And then this other black dude goes, no, because you look just like Justin Fields.
Good, so you got some backup on that then.
I did feel safe on that. I did feel lucky that he was there. Otherwise, I'd have been like, yeah, I guess.
By the way, Tweety, actually, I was wrong. You don't look like you haven't been lifting. You look more like a criminal. You look like Wyatt Perp.
Mm. Oh!
Good, good, good.
I've pretty well gone through the alphabet, so
Joe, but you can say the same about Joe. Like, Joe, you smoke so much weed with that mustache, you look like Wyatt Perp. Because that's a kind of weed.
But not in California. And as we already talked about, soon not anywhere. So, yeah, the basketball team. And
hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Have you been drinking a bunch of stuff with rappers? Because you look like Wyatt Serp.
I get it.
Sizzle. Yeah. So, basketball isn't even going to have conference tournaments, probably, because they don't want to risk having their conference, their tourney teams get COVID and not be able to play. So they're just going to skip the conference tournaments, it seems like.
The NCAA tournament is the one thing they cannot give up as an organization.
And conference tournaments without fans are not going to be worth what they were before anyway.
No. I mean, other than the TV money, which.
Again, that pales compared to the tournament tourney money. So you got to kind of make it to that.
Hey, Joe, do you get turned down by a lot of hookers? Because you look like Wyatt Nerp. Nerp?
First of all,
there's not a lot of turning down in that business, I would think. You know,
I mean, like, that's why it's an insult, Joe.
I guess. You're right. They won't even take your money.
Yeah. If you don't have enough money.
Right.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know that anyone's ever been turned away for being too nerdy.
No, not Nerp is like, no. Like, I feel like my uncle would be like, Nerp, hey, you want to go?
Well, there's a lot of backstory to that joke.
Nerp?
We need to know your family vernacular for that joke to work.
I feel like anybody from Nebraska has that family vernacular a little bit.
Okay.
Take another drink, Wyatt. Slurp.
Nice.
There we go.
Slurp. How did that evade us?
Excellent. I don't know. This has been my calling, entire Big Red Copcast.
This is a very, I'm surprised that there's so little. When is the second signing date, Pat?
First week of February.
Okay, so we have one more episode before then. And there's still a few players on the list there. Hopefully, Avante Dickerson will be ours sooner or later.
Honestly, I mean, I'm happy with getting a four-star cornerback from Nebraska, but that doesn't move the needle for me, really.
Joe, you've got a really ugly beak. You look like Wyatt Chirp.
I mean, the word is good. The setup's a little.
I mean, I've only got so many seconds, you know?
You know, right. Think fast.
Tweety, you definitely have the herp.
You didn't even use the tool at your disposal.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want it.
Well, then don't even play the game.
Yeah.
I'm just watching this other game.
Pat's using like a thesaurus or a rhyming dictionary right now. I can see him on his computer.
I've got Everton over there. I just go through the alphabet. I basically play a version of this game a lot. I annoy Emma all the time doing this very thing.
We used to play the up the butt game. Do you know that?
I do not.
Yes.
I've got another Nintendo up my butt. I've got some Indo up my butt. I've got a pretend
going to crescendo
in my butt.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
so I'm good at this game too.
That's like an improv warm up, yep. I believe.
Yep.
What
volleyball.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it amazing that there's just right now? And I just feel this lull. I thought there was going to be, and we don't have to get into this, but I thought there was going to be a little more action last week in the Capitol, but everybody just kind of shut it down.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping for more gun violence.
Well, I mean, that's what I kind of thought. I'm glad it didn't, but.
Thin out that herd, baby.
I think, well, that's already happening right now. I think emotionally I was just ready for that. And 400,000
isn't enough, Joe. I want to double that number.
It probably by the end of next year will be
good.
Either way, but eventually we gotta, you know, we could actually do an episode at your house, Tweety, if we can get our shit together with this stuff.
Well, we could still do it. I mean, true. Still do it at mine.
Who do you think's gonna get the vaccine first amongst us? Pat in Nebraska,
Joe,
or us in LA.
Joe, because you're afraid, Pat, because he's reasonable, and then I won't do it because...
You're not going to do it. I'm old, so that gives me the advantage. I probably am in a group ahead of you.
I'm not going to do it. Just I want to see... Nobody, you don't buy the first Apple Watch. You wait till the third Apple Watch.
That's why they're testing the first one out on the old folks,
baby. Yeah, they're all getting fucking Bell's palsy and shit.
That
is happening for real.
I know somebody who got that one time. Whole side of her face was kind of paralyzed.
Man, I mean, I'm not saying you don't have to believe it, but people are legit getting Bell's palsy.
Yeah, a couple people are.
Hey, only less than 1% of the people are dying. I mean, so pick your battle.
Far less than 1% are getting the Bell's palsy.
Well, still saying they're both less than 1%. So you gotta have your cake and eat it too.
If you had to choose between death and Bell's palsy, what would you choose?
I mean, from COVID? No, just COVID.
Just all the way through.
Who? Where am I getting Bell's palsy at?
It doesn't matter. You just die or you get Bell's palsy.
Well,
tomorrow.
It does matter. Does my dick get it? Then death.
No, it's in your face. You only get Bell's in your face.
Are you positive of that?
I'm positive of that.
I don't know, man. I don't. Do I got to drink out of a straw for the rest of my life like a woman?
It goes away. It goes away. It's not
Jesus permanent.
It's not permanent. Should we pick the games? It doesn't matter because the games will be over by the time people see.
Yeah. I mean, shit. One of the games is already on right now
and tied, so you could still pick a
just
team.
Okay. Make your prediction of who's going to win the Super Bowl right
Tampa Bay versus Bills. Tampa Bay wins it.
Whoa!
Oh, you think the Bills are beating the Chiefs, huh?
Wow! I go Chiefs over Green Bay, even though I think Tampa might win this game here.
I'm going to say Chiefs over Tampa.
Just to give us some variety.
Yeah. Right. Also, because I haven't thought about it very much at all.
I don't think either Ryan and I have either.
I have not. I'm not even sure if they're in the right conferences for what I said.
You did it. You did it right.
Does anyone know about the Ireland game, if that is still on?
As of now, but like I don't know how that's going to go. Because
I'm pretty sure Biden came out yesterday and said no Ireland game for Nebraska.
That was one of the first things he did was a executive order canceling that game.
Yeah. He pardoned Epstein and then he.
Jesus. Oh, you're going full on troll in this week's episode.
The funny thing is
the amount of texts I get that are like from like friends that I don't even know listen to the show that are like, I didn't realize you were a Republican. And I don't know enough about politics to be either. I just know how to make my friends mad.
You're not really.
You're very good at that.
You're not a
anarchist libertarian with a bit of fascist undertones.
No fascism. I would say I'm a libertarian that believes in that has socialistic tendencies.
That's a very complicated and contradictory political ideology.
It is, but I can actually justify it and tell you how it works.
Please don't. What a pause.
Where was I going to go with it? I don't know.
Get off my lawn, but everybody should go to the university.
What's funny is, so what you describe with your friends texting you is sometimes the opposite of what we get on Twitter with people who take you very seriously too. You get some pretty extreme support with some of that sometimes.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as much with your football takes. I'll go ahead and say that.
Oh, that isn't true. I get a lot of support. You guys just cherry pick the ones you read. There's a lot of people that are like, you know what? Tweety's right. I hate to admit it because derp. Tweety was right. But
you gotta retweet those out. I gotta see those. I don't think I've seen
any. He usually does retweet them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually do. I haven't been on Twitter for a long time, though. Really, not that.
That's
much.
Good. If it keeps you away from Twitter, then no problem here.
I can only read how much everybody hates each other so much before I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go to WorldStar.
At least
they fight there.
Speaking of Twitter, there was a question that got posed on Twitter this week.
Oh,
before we get to that,
we haven't had any phone calls in a while.
Yeah, because I quit responding to them because it's too hard to do over Zoom. But people do want us to go. We have had a couple people ask about going back to the Twitter feed, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah.
Should we do?
Speaking of the Twitter feed, did you actually not know that there's a difference between Steve Miller, the musician, and Stephen Miller, the political aide?
Yeah, I thought he was mad. I thought Steve Miller played like a song about Trump or something and Joe was mad. I didn't know.
No, I was just I only dislike Steve Miller because I read that Miles Davis didn't like him.
Is it Dennis Miller? Then you're just confused. You hate Dennis Miller?
Stephen Miller, the other guy, is the guy who writes all of Trump's speeches. He's that little guy from Santa Monica.
So he's the one that writes, "You're a fat pig, you stupid cunt pig." He writes that stuff?
He waters it down into a different form.
I never see Trump speeches. I assume that's how they sound.
So Lil Red on Drugs says, choose an option for next season. We beat OU, but they go on to win the Natty, or we beat Iowa, but they go on to win the Big Ten.
Beat Iowa.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what else happens in the other scenarios.
Yeah, if it's because our only, I mean, I care really about us more than either of those teams.
Because if we beat Iowa in the Big Ten standings, then ultimately that's better in the long run. Even if they beat us, but we have one loss and they have two or whatever it is.
The odds of them beating us and us winning the West are so slim. We would have to beat them to win the West in most scenarios, you think.
Because Iowa could still lose to a Minnesota or a Wisconsin, and we could beat them.
I think it's more important for the future of Nebraska recruiting that we beat Iowa than it is that we beat Oklahoma and lose to
Probably.
I agree, although there could be a big splash effect that you get from beating a big team.
But it's like week two.
That's the other thing, too. The Iowa game is in a more pivotal time.
It's why I need to know more about the rest of the scenario, because if the rest of the season is solid, then...
I think you take the Iowa win just to based on our history.
But if the rest of the season sucks, then that also like kind of colors that.
Sure. Well, that's why these scenarios are impossible to answer. Yeah.
That's why Lil Red on Drugs wanted to ask it.
Beat Iowa.
I'd like to win both, honestly. But
yeah, that would be wonderful. I would be absolutely for that.
But we get a 69 with Lincoln Riley from the top.
He not getting a 69 job this year.
Lincoln Riley, is that what you said?
From the top. No, Joe gets to.
I didn't say any of this, so.
Because he's.
I am the porniest looking one.
Yeah, he does look the horniest.
You say porniest or horniest?
I mean, 6 of 1, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, you don't have to be horny to be a porn actor. You can just be a professional. And
you probably at a certain point never are.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Sweetie.
Because Joe's somebody. Wyatt. Slurp. Can we do that?
We already kind of said slurp. That to you
before.
I know you said
I mean, Tweety lives out in the area where they shoot a lot of that stuff.
I live close to it. Van Nuys isn't really... I've actually been on a couple. I've been really close to a couple porn shoots. I heard one once. I was so close to it.
I did a thing once where they wanted nerdy comedic actors, and then they had us sign. So they called us to this audition. Then they had us sign an NDA.
NDA.
And they say, hey, guys, just... stick around to the end and you'll get paid. So basically but then like you could kind of feel something weird going on. And what they were doing is they were pulling these nerdy dudes in to read for an audition. But then like they had these porn actresses there to like make them really uncomfortable. But I was like,
Then Pat came on himself in 13 seconds. It was like, I gotta go.
There's my payment.
They told people leaving not to say what they were doing, but you could tell a few of them walked out a little bit shell-shocked. And I was like, I chased one down. I was like, hey, what did go on in there? And he told me, I was like, I'm not going to stick around.
Did you sign the NDA?
I did, but I was like,
someone's getting sued.
Well, I don't...
He didn't say any of the actual details.
Yeah, I didn't say anything else. I don't know what it was for. This could have happened multiple times.
It was a
he didn't say that this was for sicko gas.
Yeah.
but I was like, I don't know. I'm married. I'm not gonna go on camera and have this happen. So I left.
Were they like sucking their dicks and shit?
Well, I didn't go into
I don't think they got to that point. Well, this has been very Husker free. Do we have anything we can inject Husker-wise?
Is there any Twitter stuff we can talk about?
That was kind of did it.
We need to come in next week with another one of your lists.
Tweet. Yeah, you got to send us a list, bro.
Well,
that was a very successful. Let's face it, that list took you 8 minutes at most to write.
Dude, I texted it. You can tell we can look and see exactly how long it took.
Great. Let's do it again next week.
Well, let's go through Twitter right now, Pat. Let's start asking questions.
I've gone through Twitter. Like, Like I'm back it, to Wistrom
Wednesday.
You
got to either
now.
Do a handstand.
Hey, did that Husker fan cast or whatever they're fucking called? Did they ask for you or all three of us to compete in that thing?
I don't know. I didn't read it very closely.
Okay.
Oh, Pat got invited to something.
Yeah, I've been on their podcast before.
They're scared of me.
Oh.
Well, I don't
having think that, two people on is a
I don't
tough.
Think, I don't think they swear on their podcast.
Yeah, because they're out. Little fucking bitches.
Okay, Tweety.
That's
not how you get invited on.
I don't want to get invited on their stupid podcast.
It sounds like you do, though.
No, I'll tell you right now. What are they ranked? Like 30th best podcast? Pshaw.
What are we, 32?
Like 11. We're like 11.
I like
We're the first podcast. We just got rated by this one thing. We're like number one that isn't part of a big organization.
By the way, you asked 8 questions over 20 minutes. That was what happened last.
Oh, okay.
I put thought into those questions, bro.
Clearly.
Especially the last one from last week.
So you eat a fart or a burp?
I think it was the 69 one last week.
No, that was like the last
question. That was earlier.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Technically, the last one was, are you guys deaf?
Yeah.
We should have had my brother in on this one. He would have really riled Tweety up on some stuff.
All right. I've got a couple more things that we can read off.
All right.
Tim Kennedy says, take this with a grain of salt. In relation to Wandale, I was a teacher and coach for 23 years. When kids give 10 different reasons for why they're doing something, I believe the last thing they say is the real reason. The last thing he said was he wants to play slot receiver.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because he's full of shit.
Well, no, I think that's what that's again. We talked about this last week. That's why if you're going just back to Kentucky because your mother is sick, which is absolutely a factor, you don't need your trainer to come to Lincoln and talk to the coach.
Right.
So that is the one thing that defies that other story is that, well, if you've got somebody coming in here to talk to the coach, ostensibly under the pretense that you'll be staying if it all goes your way, what are they talking about? They're not going to move the mother to Nebraska. So I do agree that that's, he wants to play in the slot. And look, I swear when he ran that ball into the end zone the last game and got plastered, there was something in my head that was like, oh, he's not liking this. This
you know
is
what?
Not
I'm going to come right out and say it. I want to fight his dad.
You would lose.
And I want to fight his trainer too.
You would lose to that. I would almost guarantee.
Not if I just stand behind him because he can't reach me. He probably can't touch his own butt because trainers have pretty big lats and arms.
Okay.
You know what I want to do? I want to read. I want to read some of the tweets we get completely lacking context.
Right.
Let me see here. To be fair, I'm a stupid idiot either way.
He was right.
Did I write
that? I agree with that. I remember who it was, and he's right. He is a stupid idiot.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, also a stupid. Yeah, the same guy.
Whoa, that's good recall.
I'm known for my memory. That's what they called me in college.
That
memory Tweety, verbatim Tweety is what they called me.
False. The balls inside were sent into orbit within seconds of the first time he shook it.
You can't read these in context. You can't read these out of context.
No, that was the point. I said that's I want to read a lot of these out of context.
Oh, okay.
Read it again.
False. The balls inside were sent into orbit within seconds of the first time he shook it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one out of context from Jake Dunworth.
That is a good one.
Let's see here. I don't know. That's the best one out of context. We're not going
to
top that one.
Yeah, it's hard to go into top that one.
Hey, I want you guys to do me a favor. If you're listening and you don't like that I cuss so much, I want you to text us, I'm a silly bitch, hashtag.
How about Ryan's a poo-poo? That's no swearing. And that way we'll know that.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hashtag, I'm a silly nincompoop.
How about hashtag Ryan's got a potty mouth?
Okay. And how about this?
Potty mouth Ryan.
A hashtag Joe's got a
potty mouth.
Potty brain.
I like to potty.
I like, here's another out of context one that I just, why just the French guys? I don't know why these out of context are making me,
because it's all the setup. That's why they're making you laugh.
I don't remember the setup to that one.
I do. You're talking about basketball players.
I don't think we were in this one. No, actually, even looking at the context, it doesn't make sense because we shared our episode.
You're talking about the French basketball player.
Oh, Rudy Gobert and his dad.
No, Ivan Wiedrago.
Yeah. Who is a, what is he?
Center.
For the what?
Cornhuskers.
Cornhuskers what?
Hoop squad.
Hashtag verbatim Tweety. Verbatim.
But I don't see anything in there to indicate that. No,
Tweety, you don't know what verbatim means.
Yes, I do. It means exact. Like, if you memorize something and you say it exactly as it's written, that's verbatim. Right,
well, you do, but you're not exercising that.
Right, but that's not the point. The point is my memory is so good, but my memory is so, hashtag my memory is so good, Tweety, is it catchy? So it's verbatim Tweety.
Well,
come on. We there's nothing left.
Let's do the sign out verbatim.
Okay. Follow us at hashtag. No, that's all right. Nah. Follow us at Facebook.com/BigRedCobcast.
No, I'll take that
Cobcast.
Part.
Twitter at BigRedCobcast. Patreon.com/Cobcast.
No, BigRedCobcast.
BigRedCobcast.
They're Instagram. All BigRedCobcast except Facebook, which is Cobcast.
Instagram at TweedMonster.
Oh my God.
My LinkedIn is at Ryan Tweedy. Please don't block me on that. LinkedIn's going to blow up.
Yeah. Who wants to take us out?
Pat.
Patty rides a bus.
Patty rides the bus.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.
The Sea of Red, Husker Nation.
See what makes Nebraska fans the greatest fans in college football with a new movie directed by Lincoln native Ryan Tweedy.
Through These Gates.
The perfect gift for Husker fans.
Available on DVD now at huskerfilm.com.